Cynthia Nixon, J.K. Rowling calling biological sex real was really painful for my trans son. By BenQ on September 14, 2020. Former Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon has lashed out at author J.K. Rowling for her baffling comments concerning transgenderism, describing them as really painful for her transgender son. Earlier this year, the Harry Potter author pushed back against efforts by the trans lobby to redefine the concept of biological sex, pointing out the science-based differences between male and female anatomy that ultimately determine the biological sex of an individual. If sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction. If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives, Rowling said at the time. It is in hate to speak the truth. Her comments led to widespread accusations of transphobia from the LGBT lobby and the progressive left, even leading to Rowling's blacklisting from various honorary posts and awards. Rowling went from cultural icon to a pilloried pariah, almost overnight. Weighing in on the controversy, Nixon said Rowling's position was really painful for her 23-year-old Samantha, born female but who now identifies as a man named Samuel. It was really painful for him because so much of his childhood was tied up with Harry Potter. We're a Harry Potter family, Nixon told The Independent. The book seemed to be about championing people who are different. So for her to select this one group of people who are obviously different and sort of deny their existence, it's really baffling. I know she feels like she's standing up for feminism, but I don't get it. Nixon continued. Before I ever had an inkling my kid might be trans, I read a really extensive article about all of these parents of prepubescent kids who were really struggling with this. There was one dad who said, at a certain point, the decision seemed to me I could have a dead son or a live daughter. And it's like, after you say that, what more is there to say? You can make all the arguments that you want. But the fact is, as a parent, as a human, you should listen to what people tell you about themselves. Nixon, who in 2018 led an unsuccessful campaign to unseat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo from office, identifies herself as an LGBT rights activist, having come out as bisexual back in 2012. Having been a fervent supporter of socialist Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, Nixon has accused eventual Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden of courting hardcore racists in his bid to win back swing states from President Donald Trump. Who had Joe Biden put this hateful xenophobic ad up? Joe needs to focus on getting Democrats and independents excited, not courting hardcore racists, she wrote back in April after Biden produced an ad claiming how he would have dealt with the Chinese coronavirus. You won't get them, Joe, and you'll make the rest of us sick to our stomachs. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.